With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin will not seek re-election in 2024.
Senator Joe Manchin's departure in 2024 gives the GOP a prime opportunity to pick up a seat in the heavily Republican state. Manchin had been the only Democrat elected to statewide office in West Virginia. He's also served as governor, secretary of state, and state legislator. The 76-year-old said in a statement that he made the decision after months of deliberation and long conversations with his family. Manchin says he plans to travel the country and speak out to see if there is an interest in creating a movement to mobilize the middle and bring Americans together. I'm Shelley Adler.
Plans are already in place for the next GOP presidential primary debate. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel says the party has plans for additional debates in the 2024 election cycle.
Yes, we're going to have more debates, and the candidates are going to have to, you know, be able to have their voice heard.
A fourth debate is scheduled for early next month in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. To make the stage, candidates must garner at least 6% in two approved polls and gather at least 80,000 unique donors representing 20 or more states. Greg Clugston, Miami.
The White House says Israel has agreed to put in place four-hour daily humanitarian pauses in its assault on Hamas in northern Gaza. The Biden administration says it has secured a second pathway for civilians to flee fighting. President Biden had asked Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to institute the daily pauses during a Monday call. Israelis have committed to announcing each four-hour window at least 3 hours in advance. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 220 points, the Nasdaq dropped 128. This is SRN News. Christians view AI differently than non-Christians.
A survey by the Barna Group finds that just over 1 in 4 Christians say they're hopeful AI can do positive things in the world. That compares to 2 in 5 non-Christians. The survey also found that Christians are less likely than non-Christians to feel fascinated or excited about AI, or that it would make their life easier. In fact, Christians are wary of the church using AI. Ken Lorman, SRN News.
Christian support for Israel is not a new phenomenon, but the brutal Hamas attack on the Jewish state on October 7th may have been a game changer. Some observers believe that the first time since the Holocaust, most Christians are unequivocally standing up for Israel and the Jewish people in the face of the barbaric attack. That support is important given the widespread cases of anti-Semitism after the October attack. This is SRN News. Texas officials say 8 people died in a car crash after police chased a suspected human smuggler. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Police say the accident happened early Wednesday morning when the driver of a car suspected of carrying smuggled migrants fled police and smashed into an oncoming vehicle on a South Texas highway. The crash happened near Batesville, which is about 80 miles southwest of San Antonio. Deaths averaged 3.5 a year through 2019, but spiked in 2020. That led officials to develop a new policy for vehicle pursuits with an eye toward increasing safety. I'm Shelley Adler.
The smuggler carrying 6 in a Honda Civic tried to pass a semi-truck on a 2-lane road and collided with a Chevrolet Equinox carrying 2 people. All died in the crash, including the smuggler. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.